Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Coming up later, incredible edibles coming to St Albans. We'll hear what it's about and how you can join in. But first of all, a big congratulations to Sustainable St Albans Week for winning the Environment Champion Award at the Mayor's Pride Awards last night. Fantastic news, team. Well done. We'll hear from them next week. Now, it's bad news for Simonshide, the area to the northeast of St Albans, but actually within the remit of Welland and Hatfield Borough Council. Now, you may have cycled through it by yourself or on the St Albans charity cycle ride. You may have gone for a walk there and enjoyed the quiet, the trees and the views. But Simonshide last week has taken one step closer to losing a lot of that. At the end of August last year, John Gardner came on the show to explain how an area enclosed by Simonshide Wood had been laid out as an area for a new village by Welland and Hatfield Borough Council in their draft strategic local plan. That's the plan that all councils have to produce, indicating where they think development should be allowed to take place in their district. Now, WHBC opened the plan up for consultation, and John explained why he thought that Simonshide was unsuitable for development, and he asked us to respond to the consultation, making this clear. So I spoke to John. He joined me to explain what happened next.
Well, Simonshide was one of the most commented on proposals in the consultation, which from my point of view was delightful. We put in both some very good quality comments about this, and we also got a very wide range of comments from a very wide range of people throughout both Welland and Hatfield and in the surrounding communities in St Albans that were affected by it as well. Unfortunately, when we then look at the proposal, the large majority of it is no change, and all the others are minor changes, which means they've corrected grammar and they've taken no real notice of anything anybody has said in this latest consultation.
So on the whole, all those responses that people, those 400 people put together, fell on deaf ears at Welland and Hatfield Borough Council. Is that right?
Yes, they've come up with a wide range of arguments for ignoring them.
Okay.
They're saying that a lot of the comments, for instance, were out of the district, but people in Wheat Hampstead, Sandridge and St Albans are in many cases much closer to the development at Simonshide,
yes,
than the majority of the people living in Welland and Hatfield.
Yes, so, I mean, Simonshide is right on the edge of the borough, isn't it? So, I mean, is that it then, John? Is there, you know, 1,130 houses on Greenbelt at Simonshide? Is there any further opportunity to stop this, or is the strategic local plan now finalised and that's the way things will be?
No, it's a long way from being a done deal, and it's something that we rather expected, because a lot of the voting has been done along party lines, that we kind of thought that they would ignore what we were saying. The next key development is the local inspector, the planning inspector, who sometime in summer this year will come along and review the plan. And we know from what he's done with St Albans Council that he can be potentially quite harsh with the council if he thinks that they've failed. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that we put up a very good quality show in terms of making sure that he understands the points that we're making.
So you will be able to speak to the inspector?
Well, the way it's going to work at a technical level is that he will review what's been said so far. He's obliged to consider all the comments that are made, and he can then choose which comments to ask for further information for. At that point, there will be a roundtable discussion, as I understand it. So people making comments like us will be represented there, the council will be represented, and, of course, the developers.
Right. OK. Now, this sounds like a more technical process. This isn't just a matter of you and me sending in a comment saying, oh, yeah, well, I don't think it's a good idea to have houses there. How will you go about preparing for this?
Well, we used a planning consultant to help us sharpen up the comments that we were making as a group representing a lot of the locals, and we're going to have to get professional help again. So I think for us, we want to continue to raise people's awareness, but more importantly, we've got quite a lot of fundraising that we're going to have to do, because this is really the best chance we have of making sure that somebody with authority to refer the plan back for the council to consider will actually turn around and make the comments that, you know, we would wish them to make.
OK, so there might be opportunities after this to affect what's happened, but this actually, this is your best opportunity, so you want to make sure you give it your best shot.
Yes, after that we're really fighting the local planning application that the developer might put in, and should we find ourselves there, then we will continue to do that. But this isn't something that we want to. The inspector is our best shot, as you say.
OK. So are you doing any fundraising things, or is it just a matter of us like going onto the website, sending you a five or something like that?
The fundraising activities are something we're going to ramp up over the next month, because this is going to be a relatively expensive thing to do.
Yes. OK. Now, I was looking at the Hearts ad, and Matt Adams lays the blame for this squarely at the feet of St Albans District Council for not negotiating with Welwyn and Hatfield Borough Council, not coming up with a compromise. Do you think he's right? Is it their fault?
Well, I think all of the local councils share some blame in their lack of cooperation together. I think there are a number of things that are wrong with the overall process where I don't think it's structured to get people to cooperate.
No.
There's a duty to cooperate, but people are doing this at the sort of minimum technical level. They're not genuinely listening. And I don't think that St Albans Council, for instance, have really represented the Sandridge and Wheat Hampstead views on just how bad this is, or indeed the wider community, who I know very well, you know, spend a lot of time walking, cycling, riding through the Simonside area,
yeah,
and arguably going to be more impacted by than many other people locally.
Yes. So as far as you're concerned, this is just a symptom. I suppose it's a very difficult process, this planning process. We need more houses. They have to go somewhere. Councillors know that they're unpopular, you know, if they put houses anywhere. So Simon's Hind being right at the edge of Welwyn and Hatfield district is a vulnerable place, isn't it?
It makes you feel that it's a very cynical attempt. I mean, it seems to me that if we followed this conclusion through, I mean, I know that people in the St Albans area are unhappy about other proposals. I know that the people in Welwyn complained about East Hertfordshire. We're going to end up with donut-shaped housing developments around the periphery of every local borough boundary, and that's a ludicrous situation. That's
yes.
not a plan. That's a mistake.
Yeah, it doesn't seem logical, does it? John, so thank you for coming and telling us. So will you come back and keep us up to date? This is something that's obviously going to run. I'll make sure that the details of your fundraising activities and awareness-raising activities, we get those out to listeners. We're behind you.
Well, thank you very much. Can I make one further comment about the Central Hearts Green Corridor Group?
Yes, go on.
They've done some really good work, but so far they've focused...
So they're trying to make a nice green band of sort of, I don't know, woods and sort of environmental corridor through the middle of the county, is that right?
Yes, the idea is to get a large area running from Hertford through to St Albans and on towards Hemel and Watford.
Yeah.
So far the work has been concentrated to the east of the A1M. Whereas, of course, with Simonside and with the rest of the St Albans area, we're much more concerned about the area to the west of that.
Right.
So one of the things I would love to hear from people that understand far more than me about the natural history of the area,
yeah,
who are willing to help support the Green Hearts, the Hearts Green Corridor Group.
Right.
In our local area as well, because I think that this is something that... both for the planning and for the future, we've just realised how badly we need to protect this, because if we don't protect it,
yes,
I don't believe that our elected officials are going to do anything.
Yeah.
So it's up to the locals to do something themselves.
Yes. To show the importance of the area we're trying to protect, then the value of it, isn't it? There's putting value into the area. So, yeah. OK, so people out there who know a little about the natural history of the place and a bit about why it should be protected, Save Simonside, we'd love to hear from you.
Please get in contact. Thank
Lovely.
You.
Lovely. Jolly good. Well, we look forward to hearing from you soon, John. Thank you very much indeed. And I'll put all the details so you can get in touch with John if you've got some ideas. I'll put them on our blog, rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com. And now for some good news. Incredible Edible is coming to St Albans. You've never heard of it? Oh, no worries. Syrah from Incredible Edible Dunstable told me what it's all about and why you should be excited. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. So what is Incredible Edible Dunstable?
Right. Basically, we are a group of neighbours who've come together to cultivate a piece of public land. I asked the council if we could have this in 2013, and they took 5 months to decide, and they said yes. And we grow vegetables and fruit for the local community.
Okay.
Anyone at all that wants to just pop into the garden is allowed to help themselves.
Lovely. So not just the people who are actually working away at the garden, but anybody who fancies.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. That's right. Okay, so where did this incredible idea come from then?
Well, it was the 29th of Jan, 2013, and I was feeling extremely bored from doing bookkeeping for me and my hubby. And I just went on to the internet, and it was completely by accident that I found Incredible Edible Todmorden, and they put that idea in my head that you should turn your landscape into make it edible. So and their motto was, if you eat, you're in. So being a gardener anyway, and also running an allotment, I thought it was such a fantastic idea.
Lovely. So the idea is just any little corner of land, any little bit of, I don't know, verge or any bit of land can be turned into a productive patch that we can all enjoy, I suppose.
Yes. Wow. Their incredible edible route is actually 2.5 kilometres long, and it takes 2 hours to walk round it. And it encompasses everything from the doctor's surgery to the police station, to along the towpath, along their canal, and they just...
This is amazing. In Todmorden where the idea first started.
Yes.
Fantastic. So have things expanded in Dunstable since you had that idea?
Yes, we've managed to create 7 wicked raised beds just along the cobbled area outside the shops.
Right.
And we've managed to get the shop owners to look after them. So Milam's have got one. The co-op's got one, Creations, Bargain Booze,
all right.
Nike News Agent.
Okay, so for people in St. Thomas, they might not necessarily be familiar with those locations, but these are just, you know, just in the middle of the town, outside the shops, just the kind of places that people go.
It's not actually in the middle of town. We're outside town. We're just down the road a bit from town.
But I was kind of meaning it doesn't have to be, you know, out, you know, where there's an allotment or something. This is just anywhere, isn't it?
It's actually right next to, you know, it's a little corner of on the corner of Duncombe Drive and Catherine Drive.
Lovely. So and what kind of things do you grow in these plots? What kind of food are you sharing?
Well, we've got raspberries and strawberries. We've got 5 fruit trees: apple, pear, cherry, and I think we've got a green day.
Lovely.
And it's amazing to see them progress from what they started from 4 years ago.
And I imagine this must be fantastic for kids who can just walk up and take a ripe strawberry.
Oh, yes. Yes, we've got lots and lots of strawberries. They grow like weeds.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We run the no-dig.
All right, you run a no-dig policy. So it's...
You know Charles Dowden's no-dig system? We just do that. So we just go off and get the manure from the stables over in Caddington and bring it down and just pop it on.
So
it's just amazing.
Okay, so it's quite productive, but hopefully not too labour intensive. Anyway, so this idea is hopefully coming to St Albans, and you're going to be coming over to tell people all about it. When's that going to be?
Well, I'm doing a talk for the Courtyard Cafe.
Yeah.
And the actual lady that's running it for St Albans is Naomi Distill, and I'm just finding out how she's getting on with the licensing and everything.
Right.
So as yet, we
And Naomi's part of Food Smiles, who we've also had on Environment Matters, and then you're doing a talk, aren't you, on the 5th of April, 10:30 to 11:30, as you said, at the Courtyard Cafe, and you're going to hopefully come along and say how you've achieved incredible edible in Dunstable, so that this can be done here under the leadership, hopefully, of St Albans Food Smiles. Which is fantastic. So so we're looking forward to having you. And anybody welcome to come along to that talk? Is that...
I mean, There are only 20 places, and I'm not sure how many have been taken up. But
okay.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that I put the link on our blog, rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com, so that anybody interested can come and find out a little bit more then. So
yeah, it's absolutely amazing, because I've made this PowerPoint, and it's 59 slides of how that garden was created.
Wow.
From
sounds like
absolutely 6 foot tall weeds.
Yes.
To something that is really quite amazing.
So you're going to have quite an exciting story to tell, lots of information, as I say, the idea of fresh, free food growing for everybody to enjoy. Syra, yes. Thank you very much indeed, and we hope that the talk goes really well. Thank you. There I was, talking to Syra, who's from Incredible Edible Dunstable. Well, the talk at which she will be describing the Incredible Edible Dunstable journey is on the 5th of April, 10:30 to 11:30, as she said, at the Courtyard Cafe. The cost is £4. It includes a cup of coffee, and I'll put the details so you can book your tickets on our blog, rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com, where you can also find the podcast of the recent show where Food Smiles St Albans describes all of the fantastic things that they are doing, as well as promoting Incredible Edible. Now, talking of gardens, a quick reminder, this Sunday, help yourself to compost at Ronson's Way. That's at 7 o'clock in the morning until it runs out, which is usually about 5 minutes past seven. So get there nice and early, take a spade and sack so you can collect some compost. Make sure that you're not late, otherwise, as I say, you will miss it. Again, I've put details of that on our blog, rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com, where you can also listen to the podcast, you can also do that on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. Always love to hear from you. Tweet us at RV Environment or email us at environmentonrv@gmail.com. Next week, Mayor's Pride Award winner Sustainable St Albans Week will be sharing their plans for the future. So until then, thank you for listening.